This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air for Thursday, the 18th of August, the names of important Olympians in the news. Let's see if we can pronounce some of these names correctly. Tiana Bartoletta, who's the turn to Kara for this. This is the jumper, right? Gold, got the gold last night in the long jump. Set a personal record. Look at the length of those legs. Wow.
It is kind of amazing, and how they use those legs to become like a robot.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The German ladies Laura Ludwig and Kara Valkenhorst beat the...
It's actually pretty close, yeah.
Yeah.
Did they win gold?
They did. The women's beach volleyball finals.
Should have been there. I bet Brazil wasn't happy because they beat Brazil, right?
Yeah.
So Brazil got the silver and then we got the bronze?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brianna Rollins, Nia Ali, Kristen Castlin were the three USA musketeers who won gold, silver, bronze in that order in the 100-meter hurdles. First time U.S. women ever swept an event. That's pretty good, right?
Do you feel like this year is less competitive? And I'll direct
more
this
America
to Kara.
And, what's the medal count, by the way? Somebody got the medal count, the total count?
I'm looking that up right now.
Usually there's like this healthy competition between like the U.S. and Russia or the U.S. and China. But this year I feel like we're just sort of owning it.
Well, we are. We've got 93 total medals. And in second place, Great Britain has 50.
It looks like China has 54, but I think that's the closest.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Man, everybody sucks this year.
Well, when the Russians aren't, doping and competing, this is what happens.
Right. So do we have anybody that we're worried about that's taking dope in America? Any of the athletes? Is everybody pretty clean here?
I think it's definitely known that at least some of the track runners have.
Yeah.
Gatlin, who I saw running yesterday, I don't think he made it to the final. I don't think he is now, but he's been known in the past to do it.
Anna,
just forget about them.
Anna and Lisa Hahner are twins, Germans. Anna and Lisa Hahner crossed the finish line marathon hand in hand. They look like they're having fun, don't you think? If you watched it. Speaking of fun, listen to this. There was a baby girl born on a flight yesterday. The flight was from Dubai to Manila. The carrier is Cebu Pacific. See their planes in Los Angeles, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Baby was named Heaven.
And it was the thrill from Manila.
The lady went into labor 4 hours into the flight. She was 5 weeks away from her due date.
Oh, wow. You're not supposed to fly, are you?
What, when you're that close?
No.
Yeah.
No. Well, anyway.
I thought after the month number seven, right? That's it you for flying?
Yeah. Well, the fellow who was the lead cabin crew member named Mark Martin, he and a couple of his flight attendants who were trained as nurses helped her have the baby. And 36,000 feet, they had that, sort of wah, wah, wah stuff.
Wow.
A guy who runs the airline was smart enough to give the baby 1 million miles.
That's cute, actually.
Of course
that is cute.
Yeah. That is great PR. This is actually a fairly decent airline. And most of the crews are American. Yeah, that's also a lot of these the flight attendants. Like, we seem to want to import people. I was on a flight last month. Where the heck was I coming from? It was a United flight from Denver to Boston. And I swear to God, the woman who was the purser couldn't speak English to save her soul. She was hacking. Why in the world management would let somebody like that be in charge of the PA system, whether, you know, what, it doesn't make any difference. That maybe she had seniority. She can't speak English.
Do you mean like at the gate or on
no,
the
No, I'm talking about on the plane, giving directions, trying to tell people about, you know, when the three flight attendants get up and they take the...
The speech.
Exactly. Okay. This is how to use the same... This woman couldn't speak English. Nobody knew what she was saying.
That's not how very PC of you, though. They probably have to let her do that, even if people can't understand her because they don't want to make her feel bad.
Well, you know what, though? This is probably the first time anyone has ever told a story about the woman telling the, giving the speech because no one pays attention. So at least someone paid attention.
I pay attention. I mean, I've heard the same speech 1,000 times, but yeah, it was just, it was really pretty annoying. Here's a flash, Jennifer. Michael Moore says Trump does not want to be the president.
I saw that. And just a few weeks ago, he said that Donald Trump's going to win. So he's, you know, changing his mind a little bit.
Right on. Right on.
Is he working on some sort of Trump documentary? Or whatever.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. A week before the election, that'll come out. Yes, that's probably very true. All right, let's see. The people in the news category is full today. But before we talk about that, speaking of full, there's a full moon tonight. Looked really big and luscious last night.
It was so beautiful. I was driving home just as the sun was starting to set, and this big, beautiful full moon was out. When everything was like pink and still lit up, it was so beautiful. I took pictures even though I wasn't supposed to.
Jennifer, you broke the law?
I did. I was snapping photos as I was driving. Not a good idea.
Oh, that's horrible. I'm so disappointed in you.
Especially when I heard the story that when you get less than 6 hours of sleep for consistent amounts of days, it's like you have a 0.08 blood alcohol level. So I was really not doing myself any favors.
Oh, that's
all. Be careful. All right.
Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug here pursuing the conscious. It's 14 past the hour.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-861-1202 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-861-1202. That's 800-861-1202. Again, 800-861-1202.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line Sales Event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin-powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big-wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built. Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
16 past the hour, Victoria, Jennifer, Doug, the California wildfires. Wow, look at all the evacuations, Jennifer, and damages to homes and property. Those of us who love California know there is a risk. Not necessarily, I guess, down where I am, although they've had fires there. Mm-hmm. But this is 80,000 people having to evacuate. And so what's the story that you know from being sort of on the... Here's an on-the-scene report from our Jennifer Horn.
On the scene. Well, Dougie, thank you. Quite the scene here. You can hear the helicopters in the background taking water out of the pond. Okay.
No, this is a really... This fire is really no joke because it is burning along the Cajon Pass, which is a major artery that connects Los Angeles to Las Vegas to anywhere else you want to go. Really, you have to take the 15 to get out of town. And this one has charred 25,600 acres at last count. 80,000 people have evacuated. evacuation orders. And I actually spoke to someone about the fire yesterday, guys, and they said that people, you know, a lot of times in California, when you're handed an evacuation order, that doesn't mean you have to leave. It's like a suggestion, essentially.
Right.
And so people will still stay with their belongings in their house. With this fire, people are getting caught in their homes because it's such an erratic fire. There's wind and it's very, very dry. And so the big message for everybody that was in this area is if someone tells you that there's an evacuation order, like, don't be cute. Don't hang around. Get your stuff and get out because this fire is just burning in such a wild manner.
Yeah.
Are you in danger at all, Jen?
No, no, this is far enough away from me, but, you know, I mean, it's just, you can still see that everything sort of looks smoky. 4% is contained right now, but it actually burned up some landmarks. You know, have you ever seen the Summit Inn restaurant, Dougie, when you do your drives?
The Summit Inn restaurant, where? What town is it in?
It's kind of in Victorville. It's as you get to the top of the El Cajon Pass. Oh. It's along Route 66. And Elvis used to go there. All like that was a big stop for Elvis.
Exactly. 66. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that burned down.
Iconic. Yeah. It is that area. We're talking about the western part of, I'm sorry, the eastern part of California. But when you look around at the number of wildfires in the western states, the annual number of fires has doubled in the past 20 years. There's a story in Scientific American this week that points to people that are setting these fires, also talks about global warming, and that's leading to larger fires. Again, the records only go back a few hundred years. I'm going to guess there's been a lot of catastrophic wildfires that were started by lightning, and there's nobody there to stop them.
Yeah, and no one
there
knew
anyway,
about
so
that.
Didn't hurt anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there are a lot of people who are losing. The insurance companies are being the usual worms here and deciding that they're not going to cover some people. If you have this fine print, it's kind of like earthquake insurance or water. You know, what is it? Flood insurance, and now there's fire insurance, and you're sold this by the insurance company.
In California, you have to have fire insurance. Yeah.
But there's all kinds of different scams, though, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. On you can have a policy that says you're protected, but there's a small print that says we're not going to pay for a new roof. What you get used nails or something, that kind of stuff. When they fix your, and then what about the people who go back? You hear these stories all the time. People die when they go back into their house to get the contents. They've run out with something, and, I forgot my picture of Lucy. So you run back in the house and get, sometimes people don't make it out again.
Well, that's what they're saying specifically about this fire, is if they tell you to go get out because it's just, it's crazy wild.
Yeah.
You know, these wildfires, like, my mom was evacuated, and so they came door to door, like, 7 years ago for the station fire. Mm-hmm. And they came and said, okay, evacuation order, you need to get out. Well, we took a couple hours to get out. I mean, we were kind of taking our time and, checking things out.
Right.
Not the case with this one.
No, you got to get out.
That's scary.
And sometimes, by the way, one of the things that is part of the fine print, I'm sort of looking around at these insurance policies and the information that's coming from the Insurance Institute on what you need to be aware of. It's kind of like signing a mortgage. You got 100 piece of paper and you sign it. Well, you sign your insurance policy and you don't really know what's in it.
Oh, yeah.
And so in this circumstance, a lot of people are finding out the hard way. They don't have enough insurance to cover the rebuilding or repairing of their home. And then there are other things like living insurance, living space. If your house burns down, where are you going to live? And who's going to pay for it? If you've got a house you've paid for, no mortgage, nothing, you don't have any payments, and that's part of your budget, and then all of a sudden the house burns down, and you got to go rent a house somewhere.
Yeah,
you don't have that
still
money.
Have to pay for the old house, right?
Yeah, right. So that's little things like that. Hopefully, what's the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient. And I think this goes for a lot of little bits and pieces of nuance. I just did my insurance over again for my house and the farm, and I found a lot of things I was paying for that I didn't need, and I found some things I needed that I didn't have. So it makes sense to go over that stuff.
You're smart to read that. Not many people do.
Well, I'm smart like not a lot of people. You know that, Victoria.
I know.
21 after.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Songs this week in 1977. Remember, this is the day after in that year that Elvis died. So these are the top five songs from the week that Elvis he just died there for a second. Anyway, number five belonged to Andy Gibb, who was on his way out. He didn't know it at the time, but he was hooked on some drugs, and I think the next year he died? He was pretty young. I think it was 27 or 28 when he died of a drug overdose. I believe this was his last big hit. He certainly sounded like one of the Gibbs for sure. I just want to be your everything. You can crank it up, Carol, for a second if you like. Boom, 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 boom. No matter what, you never listen to a Bee Gees song and went away unhappy. There's always something that made you feel good. Okay.
What I want to hear is you singing this driving down the road in your tractor.
Well, I wouldn't do it in my tractor. I don't have radios, or I don't have a headset on. But I would do it in the car, for sure. Absolutely. All right, let's see here. From number five, we go to number four. This is from Rocky. Phil Conti's going to fly now. Number four this week in 1977, first year of the Rocky movies. Crank it up! Can't mistake that. Number three, that's another good tune, Marvin Gaye. I think
this is one of my favorite Marvin Gaye songs ever.
Gotta give it up. Part one, number three, 1977. Now, crank it, Carol. Crank it up. Oh, Pretty good stuff, right?
Love it.
Thank you, by the way, for all your posts on Facebook. Appreciate that. Number two, place that I stayed a couple of times in Santa Monica called the Hotel California.
It's a real place?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
I never
such
knew
such a
that.
Lovely place.
It's yeah. a lovely place. Right
and
on Ocean Avenue.
It's such a lovely thing.
Yeah. Santa Monica Boulevard, next to the Lowe's Hotel. It's not a low-budget place. Nothing on the beach is a low-budget place, but it's one of those, not, would you say, seedy? Have you ever been in there, Jen?
No, I have not. I would think, though, that it's a little seedy.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
What, is it actually called the Hotel California?
Yep, that's what it's called.
I've stayed at the Lowe's before, but I had it on this.
Right next door. That's right next door. Well, it's not, like, glamorous, isn't it? I rented a place right across the walk from it for a winter, and it was interesting to watch the people wandering in and out of there. It's kind of a cool, but it's a California, it's like a really an older sort of California hotel, so it is on the beach. Number one for this week in 1977 belongs to Fleetwood Mac. Very cool song. Dreams, number one this week, 1977. Throwback Thursday on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, I've been working with animals for over 30 years as a behaviorist and a trainer. And one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, what's the most important thing that we can do to make sure that our pet turns into the pet we've always wanted? And we hear about training. And yes, training is very, very important. Teaching your dog the basic commands, he'll sit, stay, down, and come, are critical so you have a positive way to communicate with your dog. But even the best trained dog, if not socialized, is not going to enjoy life to the fullest. That's why when people say, Warren, what is the most important thing I can do as a new pet guardian? The most important thing you can do is spend the time socializing your pet. Have friends come over. Have them come over with children. Let the dog or the cat meet new people. Nothing devastates me more than walking into a home and watching the dog or cat run away because they're afraid. Spend the time socializing your pet. After all, think about this. Your dog, your cat is not just a family pet, but part of the family. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guy's Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 8/17 to 8/23. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from May 10 to 9/5.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179, and it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages and up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance, and more incredible deals from just 69 cents, plus special financing. Visit Lumber.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
I trust these women I'm on the air with, Doug and Jen and Victoria, on the air at 34 past the hour. I was reading one of my daughter's posts on her Facebook page, which is appropriate for our discussion about the Olympics, something that we have talked about, but this, the way she puts it, it's really, well, it's typical of my daughter. It's very typical of my daughter. She happens to be somewhat acerbic. Is that a good way of describing her, Jennifer, would you say?
She has. Did she go to mosque?
No, she didn't go to mosque.
Get it?
Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
A little like bone here. A little
okay.
Bone.
The focus on how badly the news media in general has covered the Olympics and the triumphs of the women. And I think this is, it started with the Chicago Trib article about the trap shooter. And the only thing, the headline was, wife of Bears lineman wins a bronze medal. And her name's never mentioned in the article.
And then they talk about why she's not an athlete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And so there are other, the swimmer, what was her name, Hazu, is that how you pronounce her name? H-O-S-S-Z-U.
She sounds right.
World record. Dan Hicks, the sportscaster, talked about her husband and gushed, "There's the man responsible." How the hell is he responsible for what his wife does? What kind of morons are they? And it just goes on and on. People magazine called Simone Biles the Michael Jordan of gymnastics. Just give me a break. Why do we? And that the point of the article is that here we have all these great female athletes. Why does there have to be some kind of male connection to anything or anybody? That's really the question here. The lady who won the skeet shoot 5-6 Olympics in a row, she supports the NRA. Not a word. Nothing. And then there's the story about the lady who was a cyclist, the Dutch lady, who was asked about how she rode the bike. Did a man teach her how to ride the bike when she was a kid? Oh, my God.
Why would that even be a question?
Who knows? Well, but
it's silly.
It's all about men. Yet, I think if you look at the goals, I don't have this number. You're following it, Kara and Victoria, especially. As the number count, when you look at the number count, we just said X number of medals. I know there were more women competing than men. Have more of the golds or medals in general gone to women than men in the American team? Do we know? There was the 292 women and 260 men, I think, went.
Well, the Americans I know have the most women, right? So maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think here's the, maybe there's a we carry this across to life in general. I mean, there's another story today about women in prison and why they're there and that kind of stuff. But one wonders. Again, it shows you even though there are women sports reporters, women sports writers, there is this thing about you know what it reminds me of. Okay, I'll give you an example. When I bought my first house in California, I was shocked. The mortgage document that I signed referred to me as a white, single male.
Well, they want to know all that because they want to add the stats of home ownership. I mean, I agree that that's silly.
Well, but, then,
but that's why they asked.
There was
that
another reference to documents. The fact that I was a what was the other? There was something else that really was you could take it pretty offensively, asking or making a statement about my marital status, like that was any of their business. And women, by the way, have to a single unmarried woman. I saw one document said for somebody who had to sign a document, a mortgage document out here, a single unmarried woman. Did you have to when you signed your mortgage, Jennifer? Is that what it said in yours?
Might have. I know it said I was single. I don't know. I don't know if it explicitly said unmarried, but it did say a single woman.
Mm-hmm. And how much time?
And by the way, I had to jump through a lot of hoops because I didn't have. I was buying something on my own. I mean, it's hard enough to buy a house. Try to buy it as a single person. It makes it even worse.
Fine. Are we complaining
does that
too much here, or is
interest
this
rate too?
Oh, there's another one. Yes, that's with a yes.
I mean, to me, when I'm thinking about buying a house, that the mortgage rate, that's sort of the first thing that pops in my head. But is that affected by your
marital status? I remember seeing a study once that women paid more interest than men in the same.
I refinanced, and I would imagine that I refinanced pretty competitively, regardless of whether I was single or not.
Single, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another part of this going back to the female athletes. So much attention paid to their makeup, their hairdos, what they were wearing, what their voice sounded like, this kind of stuff.
Well, it's looks in general. I mean, the camera, you know, it's mostly camera men. There are, of course, some camera women, but mostly camera men. And they tend to find the most attractive female. And I know we were talking about the lady who's won the silver medal in the shooting thing. I don't necessarily think the reason she hasn't gotten a lot of publicity is because of her stance on supporting the Second Amendment. I just think that she, you know, when they have the 6 foot tall blonde volleyball players or other competitors.
There's a short, fat woman.
I mean,
what does that tell you? It's sexism. That's, she's a short, fat woman. So you think that's the reason she didn't get covered, not that she likes the NRA.
That was honestly what I didn't know who she was, so I Googled her when we were talking about this earlier this week, and that was the first thought I had. Well,
short, fat woman. Yeah. Who wants to take a picture of that?
Well, it's just, I think that's what the cameramen do. I mean, they want ratings, and they want to have, you know, hot, skinny girls in, you know, barely their bikinis playing volleyball.
See, I don't think those skinny girls are...
Well, you don't, because you're a normal man, but you know,
let's be fair, those skinny girls are pretty darn muscular too. I mean, it's not like they're just you know,
but the ones that are more there's a woman who's a judo, who is the judo champion, judo, what is that?
Judo,
thank you, that too. had accomplished incredible feats of strength and very skilled, and she was very attractive, but built. And a lot of these women are built, and you're right, they don't want to show pictures of women like that because that may not appeal to them. So instead of covering the story as a news event, once again, this is another example of these sons of guns who just take their own bias and their own priority, and that's what you read, that's what you hear, that's what you see. It's annoying, and... So we put aside that athletes are athletes. Nope, they're not. They're male athletes and they're female athletes. And that's the gender business. And if you don't, you know, think that that's true, you're kidding yourself. Because it is true. That's how it is. That's the way it is. And I don't know. Am I getting all worked up about it? And I shouldn't be.
This has been a big topic of discussion for these entire games.
Yeah, it has been. Okay, the full moon. What does the full moon tonight mean? What do people need to keep in mind, Victoria, as they look into the sky tonight? Maybe they look in the eyes of somebody they love. The full moon. We have a Maria trilogy, part two, with the part of Maria being played by Victoria Keelan. Here, so.
Love it.
Yeah.
So this full moon is, astrologically speaking, this full moon is called a sturgeon moon. And the reason for that is because it's also in conjunction with a lunar eclipse. So astrologically, it brings up a lot of chaos and it stirs up a lot of emotions. This full moon is in Aquarius. So that's Jen's sign. So Aquarians tend to feel, whatever the sign of the moon is, you tend to feel it more strongly if that is your sign. And so what we want to do, and to use this full moon, which is very powerful, you want to embrace all of your inner unique traits. And you should set aside time to take care of yourself in a way that you normally wouldn't. Set up, take a new class, which, Doug, you're doing.
Yep.
Even if it's just set aside time to get a manicure, pedicure, whatever you need to do some self-love, this is also a great time to start a new healthy habit or a happiness habit. So whether it's meditation in the morning or starting gratitude journal, anything like that, this is the perfect full moon for that.
Yep. A lot of
people. And there's your weekly astrology report.
How do we feel about donuts under the full moon? Is that okay?
Donuts are always perfect under a full
moon. All right,
moon.
No matter the moon. All right.
No matter.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
Pizza pie, also good for all new moons.
That's it.
And full moons.
Right. That's very good. In a moment, Jennifer checks television news and the schedule for tonight here on Good Day.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
What does today's modern living space look like? Renowned interior design team Marks & Friends have partnered with LG Electronics to showcase the home design trends of today's modern family.
One thing that's very important to all of our clients that we think is a huge design trend is to show off your television. You don't hide them anymore. For example, the LG Signature OLED TV, which is picture on glass, it's completely gorgeous, it's razor thin, and it's a work of art.
No matter your age or life stage, it seems technology is at the forefront of any design, and the TV remains king in the American home. LG's Dave Vanderwall.
Families want both form and function in their living room, and now LG's OLED television delivers on both. Beyond picture quality, which of course it is the best picture ever, it is almost an aesthetic art form in itself, so it blends into any kind of living room. The OLED television has the beautiful design that all families are looking for.
And there you have it, the 21st century living space.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing.
Hi, Jen. Jen, your time has come. You will shine.
Oh, no.
I know. I love to get Jennifer shining. Wait a minute, that didn't sound right. Okay. So, where do we go? Ooh, yes. Where do we go from here? I hope straight up. What do we have that's on tonight that'll be worth our time and investment in? I haven't watched television actually since Sunday. I didn't even watch much of it then. Victoria's pointed out, I'm taking a class. Mm-hmm. And so it's taking my evenings. So I'm missing out on all those horrible reruns, Jennifer, right?
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. Is that the only really big new stuff that's going on is on Big Brother on CBS, another house guest gets evicted. And, of course, if you are an Olympic fan, a lot of track events happening this week. Ashton Eaton goes for back-to-back gold in the decathlon. Our buddy, I like him a lot. He's so positive and fun to watch. Usain Bolt, he's looking for a third straight title. And U.S. world champ Joey Kovacs is competing in the shot. Output. There's also women's diving tonight, women's volleyball, live men's beach volleyball, and the finals in the women's hurdles and javelin. So that's tonight on the Olympics on NBC. Now, if you need a little fun, and who doesn't, you know, you can revisit some shows that maybe you missed during the regular season. Lip Sync Battle is featuring CeeLo Green, remember him from Forget You?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Against Russell Peters. Naked and Afraid is doing their pop-up edition XL, where one of the guys actually encounters a wild animal while he's defenseless and naked without the help of his friends. That's pretty good. There's also a big matchup on Food Network, if that's your thing, Beat Bobby Flay, and a new episode, if you want something new.
He got divorced from that the blonde lady that was on Law and Order. Apparently he's really a scumbag.
Yep. He is.
Yeah.
Serial cheater.
Yeah, really. Great.
Oh, yeah.
I remember interviewing her once, and I'm trying to remember what the circumstance was.
Wasn't it Stephanie something?
Yeah.
Stephanie March.
Yeah.
There you go.
I interviewed her once when she was on Law & Order.
Yeah, I did, too. I bet I did better than you did.
I bet I got more juice from her than you did.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
you know how to ask those juicy questions. That's the deal. All right, Jennifer, did we interrupt you?
Oh, no, that was it. Now, I gave you the highlights for tonight.
What was the new thing on USA?
Oh, Queen of the South.
Hmm. Oh, okay. That show's really popular. I haven't seen it, but people seem to love it on social media.
Remember when we said that J.K. Rowling was finished writing stories about Harry Potter? Remember those thrilling days of yesteryear?
Yeah, it wasn't even that long ago.
Good thing we didn't believe her, because she released three new short stories yesterday on her website, Pottermore. They're being sold as e-books, focused not on Potter himself, but other characters in that world. The new release is 3 weeks after she said, "I'm done." Mm-hmm. Is the short story thing, though, different than what the fans are expecting? How is a short story, a Harry Potter short story, different than a Harry Potter long story?
Well, I think she's finished with writing Harry. Harry's story has gone full circle. So these are now where
side
you
stories,
can
right?
Yeah, you can you can follow other characters who were interesting and had interesting storylines.
All right, 50 minutes after 10 before the new hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sweetie Tweety time.
Come on, Ebed. Come on, Ebed. Oh, there it is.
There's our favorite little sweetie, Tommy the King. Tom Kreitler is here.
I've been called many things, but not that by you.
Never. Well, last week I had to play it straight, so I've saved up, you know, there's 2 weeks worth of stuff here.
I see.
You don't expect to get all of this, all the great stuff at once, do you? Okay. All right, so Tom is the co-host of the syndicated home improvement radio program, The Money Pit, author of My Home, My Money Pit. A lot of great stuff. He's been an advice giver pretty much all of his adult life. And so when he was given advice to get out of town, he didn't take it. But he has done a great job with a lot of...
I give lots of advice. Sometimes people even listen to me.
Really? Well, let's find out if that's the case in just a moment here on Good Day.
Family, yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, striped tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's Friends and Family Sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Useful and helpful questions from the audience. Tips from Tom Kreidler. What a concept. All right, so this lady Jillian has a roof. And actually, a roof and siding don't get any sun. So you got a lot of moss and algae growing on it. Can she, should she get up on the top of her house and cut the branches off? Or should she get a power washer and go to town? What's the way that she fixes the problem?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things. First of all, if you have a lot of algae and moss on your roof or your siding because you have a lot of trees that cover, yes. If you thin out the trees and let some sunlight in, that's the best natural mildewcide you can get. However, it's obviously a pretty dangerous job. So unless you are a part-time lumberjack, I would tell you not to do that. Have a pro do that because it is unsafe and we don't want you to get hurt. But there's another thing that you can do to that roof itself. You want to apply a mildicide to the roof surface. And frankly, you could apply this to the siding as well. There's a number of good products that are out there. You have to be careful that you choose one that doesn't impact your landscaping when it kind of drips off the roof around everything around it. For example, there's a product called Spray and Wash that reacts with the sun to kind of kill the mold or the moss or the mildew, and it'll eventually sort of wash itself off of the roof. But I would do two things. I would definitely thin out the trees, have that done professionally, and then apply the mildicide to kind of keep it clean moving forward. And the house will look a lot better as a result.
I just planted two trees behind the house yesterday. Went down into the woods with the backhoe. This is what everybody can do. You folks can do this at home as well. Just get your backhoe, go out into the woods, and dig up the trees and bring them up and plant them next to the house. They look wonderful.
Yep, very nice.
You got to make sure you have plenty of water whenever you transplant. Okay, next question comes from Bria. How do I check to see if I have lead pipes? If your house is built 1922, Bria, you got lead pipes.
Well,
galvanized pipes.
Steel pipes were used from the turn of the century until around 1940. So you may not have lead pipes. One way to tell is it's very distinctive looking. First of all, when it comes into the wall, it usually, you know, like steel pipes, they have fittings where they turn 90 degrees and so on. Lead pipe sort of curves its way in, right, because it's soft and the plumbers will actually bend it to make it the turns. Mm-hmm. It doesn't grow rust. It'll get look dirty looking, but it won't grow rusty. And then if you take a knife or a file and you can kind of scratch the side of it, you'll see it's very soft material. And that exterior will just sort of peel right away and you'll see a very shiny, soft metal underneath. And then you can be sure you have lead pipes. Now, if you do, you definitely need to get rid of them. If you can't do it right away, you want to let the water run a couple of minutes, certainly in the morning when the water's been sitting there overnight to clear.
Tom Kreidler with advice. Check out their radio program, Money Pit, at moneypit.com, 59 past.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.